Hello. Thank you for being with us today. I have some very, very special guests. Valerie and Jeannie are here together, and they are creating something magnificent, or maybe I should say they already have. And it's a model that I would love for so many mental health care providers out there, as well as physical therapists, possibly chiropractors, occupational therapists, social workers. Anyone who has an LHCP, a licensed healthcare practitioner, you could probably do something like what they've done in Madison, Wisconsin. And it is pretty amazing program. It's something called the Comprehensive Community Services. It's very prevalent in Wisconsin and California, and it probably has some other states that are doing it too. It just may not be called that. And so, first, we get to hear Valerie's story of how she came to yoga and how she found her niche, her way of being of service. Then she met Jeannie, and Jeannie is a magnificent colleague slash boss. She owns a company called Insight. And it's a mental health care provider services that is completely intertwined with embodied healing. And so I think you're all going to want to listen to this interview. It is a model for us as yoga therapists going forward. Very, very exciting. And let's go meet Valerie and Jeannie. Welcome to the Yoga Therapy Hour Season 9. When I had this idea about a year ago that we could take an entire year for all of you to come on the podcast and tell your stories, I had no idea how overwhelming the response would be and how amazing it would be to get to know so many of you, our faithful listeners. I've gotten to know friends and see faces and connect with hearts, all so many people that I didn't even know were out there, people just like you and I. I'm so grateful. And the response has been so large that we're no longer needing anyone to sign up for telling your story. And I want to thank all the people who came forward to make this year on the Yoga Therapy Hour so successful. I'm so grateful to you. All right, let's go meet our guest for today and hear another story. Welcome, Valerie and Jeannie. I'm so happy to have you both here today. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah,
Thanks for
thank
having us.
you.
So, where are you two located in the world?
We're in Madison, Wisconsin.
You know, I moved to the Midwest 2 years ago, and there's just so much goodness happening in yoga therapy and therapeutic yoga in the Midwest. It was such a shock to me, honestly. I was like, wow, this is happening here. So I'm so glad to have you and welcome to the Yoga Therapy Hour. So, Valerie, I would love for you to begin. You are the primary guest, and Jeannie has also graciously allowed us to get some insights from her. So, Valerie, why don't we start with you? Who are you? What do? What do you love? What are you passionate about?
Yeah, my name is Valerie Heslink. It maybe sounds too simple, but I'm very passionate about yoga. I often talk about I love chatting about yoga just as much as I love practicing yoga and sharing yoga. And yeah, so I do have a deep dive into all things yoga. But also I do have a amazing husband that supports me, and he's an artist, and so we just kind of like to do for fun or hobbies, sometimes road trips, and then I sometimes get to see other places and try yoga classes in other studios, which is a lot of fun. So
Wonderful. So, Jeannie, how are you connected to Valerie?
So I run a mental health clinic in Madison called Insight Counseling and Wellness, and we are a body-based clinic. So I'm a licensed professional counselor and certified yoga therapist through IOIT. And we do talk therapy, but also somatic interventions too. And we have a yoga program as part of our clinic. Actually, I'm one of five certified yoga therapists now on staff at Insight. And I was introduced to Valerie a few years ago. I mean, Madison's a small town, and she's been teaching yoga for a long time. I've been teaching yoga for a long time, and we had some mutual friends who finally were like, "Why don't you two know each other?" Great question. I was like, "All right, fine. I've heard about this Valerie person. Let me talk to her." And she was in her master's program at that time, getting her master's in yoga therapy. I didn't know anybody who was doing that. And I was really intrigued by her approach, and we met and started to do some specialty things at our studio to offer as, complementary medicine for our consumers there at Insight. The minute she graduated and agreed, I grabbed her, and she's a full-time yoga therapist at our clinic now.
Okay, this is dream scenario for any graduate. It used to be Maryland University of Integrative Health, now would become Notre Dame of Maryland in the School of Integrative Health, graduate school. So, wow. Okay, so I just heard you say, Jeannie, that you have five yoga therapists on staff. Like, did you all start with this somatic approach? How did you decide to go down the somatic route, even though some of you are licensed healthcare practitioners?
Well, I thought there was a real gap in services in Madison. And, the yoga came first for me. I've been practicing yoga. Actually, my very first yoga class was on September 11th of 2001. It was a surreal experience. And I just became a dedicated practitioner, really found a lot of healing myself on the yoga mat, and wanted to get my teacher training. So I got my 200, and it never stops there, right? You continue learning and growing. And I had just seen so much power in these tools with folks, managing depression, anxiety, trauma, that I wanted to be really realistic about this. And I thought, well, the best way for me to go is to get a license in mental health counseling. So this is a second career for me. I went and got my master's in the evenings. This was before telehealth, before everything was virtual, and worked a bunch of jobs and taught a lot of yoga and all the different fitness things. I taught it all pretty much. And I knew that when I finished my master's, there wasn't really a space for me, or I didn't really think I'd fit at the bigger clinics. I didn't want to just do talk therapy. I wanted to move and do somatic work. So I started my own practice in 2013 and grew from one, just me, to now we have around 56 folks at Insight.
What?
And
Oh.
yeah.
Okay. You're like, I don't want to work for somebody else. I want to do it the way I want to do it. And 56 people later.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a need. I mean, people want this. People need more than traditional talk therapy. We know that there is a component to healing that is through the body. So we're very much in demand. Our biggest operation is the mental health at Insight. We have many, many therapists, and we have a lot of people on our wait list looking for therapy. We do kids, teens, adults, families, couples, all of it. But many of our clinicians also have a body-centered approach. We do EMDR, some somatic expressive work, sensory motor psychotherapy, IFS. But of course, my passion is yoga. So I went ahead and got my, certified yoga therapist designation as well on this path. And I just think there's so much power in it that we have a couple of folks like me who are also licensed clinicians and certified yoga therapists. And then there's a couple like Valerie, who are purely there as yoga therapists, just, working with mind, body, and spirit.
Wow. And before we get to Valerie's story, which is why we're here, I just want to say this is how it's happening. People are like, I want a job at a hospital. And that's great. But if we don't have a Jeannie at the hospital that believes in this and understands that healing is not from the neck up, that it must include the body, and that people want it, and the top administration is willing to put policies and procedures in place and billing, so that people who are CIYTs can hopefully bill. We'll talk a little bit about that later. We need advocates at the top. And one thing that's beautiful about having you today, Jeannie, is Maybe there's another psychotherapist out there or licensed healthcare practitioner out there that's thinking, whew, I want to start a clinic on my own that does a more somatic approach. And you've just given proof of concept. Yeah. Oof, I could talk to you on a whole different podcast, but get over to Valerie.
Yes.
Valerie, that was brilliant for you to offer to have Jeannie here. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I really do feel like it's a blessing and definitely part of my story that when Dana had encouraged me greatly to reach out to you, I don't think that the complete story is told without Jeannie and the amazing things that we're doing at Insight. So,
Let's get into your story. Where do you want to begin?
Well, I was thinking about like how long I've practiced yoga, and it's interesting that it will kind of shift a different focus. But early on, I was getting the Gayam, Rodney Yee, Susan Deason yoga and yoga for weight loss DVDs, and I was practicing it at home. I was living in my hometown at the time, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and it really was something beyond just like the walking that I was doing to try to weight management and weight loss was really important. But there was something beyond that which just kind of stuck with the yoga practice and just how much I kind of fell in love with yoga. Then I got relocated with my previous position into Madison, Wisconsin. So it was a job move that was great on so many levels. Even though the job didn't stick, I'm kind of also really grateful for that. The yoga always has. So when I moved to Madison, which is a larger city, all of a sudden I could take in-person yoga classes. So I started out with in-person gym yoga. And I would say that I've been a practitioner for just shy of 30 years. What I had noticed a lot of times is just this awareness of being a bigger bodied human in the class and usually being the only bigger bodied human in the class. And sometimes not really being understood or teachers really knowing how to support my practice. The yoga was there. It was helping me on so many levels. And it just being a curious cat, I was like, there's got to be more. So I did find online at the time, there was Amber Carnes who founded Body Positive Yoga. We're still friends, which is great. And she's got her own path, but I was really inspired that this existed in the world. I was like, oh, I'm not the only one that shows up on our mat just as we are. And being able to feel like there are other people that this is important. And I think that she was the one who really kind of introduced, like, oh, all of those things that are in the corner, those prop things, can really enhance and change the practice and make it so much better. So my avenue was into sun salutations were like the thing in yoga classes, and the step through from down dog to like bring the foot up to the mat just wasn't possible until I added a pair of blocks underneath my hands, and then it was amazing. And also just finding other options, right? Sometimes you can just change the flow a little bit, but there was still something there. Then kind of came a point where I was like, I really love this. I love that there's these online resources, and I was about ready to turn a certain decade and was like, I really want to do this thing. So I signed up for yoga teacher training just to get the information. Absolutely. And I know my story is not unique there, but absolutely no intention to teach yoga. I just wanted to know how to make the practice work best for me. And from there, I fell in love with yoga even more. Particularly, I learned an experience of how profound and interoceptive I could connect to my body with yin yoga. So it didn't always have to be this physical practice. And I continued on. I have a kind of a funny story about how I taught my first yoga class because I was very reluctant to do so. It wasn't something that I was ready to just hop up to the front of the room. I was working part-time as an employee at a gym, free membership. So it was a nice benefit. I could get access to lots of yoga. And my favorite yoga teacher had called me, and this was when I was definitely I'm probably still a little bit in the honeymoon phase of yoga, but I was definitely in the honeymoon phase of yoga. So I was planning a lot of my life around yoga classes and studio schedules. So I had just finished taking a hot yoga class downtown with my mentor, who I was taking my yoga teacher training with, which was Alex Pfeiffer. He's still a very well-known local yoga teacher and yoga training program here. And I got this text because then I was going to hop up over to my favorite yin class, and my teacher had lost her voice. And she's like, "Would you teach this class?" And so I had about a 20-minute drive. Very nervous.
Maybe that was for the best. You didn't even have time to get nervous.
Right, exactly. I say it's probably happened the best way for me because if I would have known ahead of time, I would have been not sleeping and all of that. But I had like 20 minutes, got there, and as very regular, consistent yogis in that space. So I did teach it and I got through it. And I always think like, okay, well, I didn't panic, right? I was able to get words out and I didn't injure anyone. That was kind of like my two goals, actually, just because it was such a supportive space. All of us knew each other. I actually got clapping at the end of the class because it was just such a sweet environment. And then I started teaching a little bit more. And a lot of times I got feedback just on people appreciating being able to see a body that looked a little bit more like theirs. And I got really good at refining, being able to, so then, yes, it just kind of spun into me teaching more and more to the point where just working out some of my own body image stuff. Sometimes when I heard that, I would like go home and cry because I'm like, but I just put together this music in the sequence, and why didn't they notice that? But I did totally end up embracing it afterwards, right? Just all of a sudden, like, oh, this is really cool. I think that I can really support other people, other students, with being able to realize and get the depth out of their practices, where it took me a little bit of this, windy path to figure out some of these tools. I think there's something to teaching. And that was a hard conversation with my husband that I had a very consistent, steady, stressful job that I left after 15 years to teach yoga full time.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I think at its peak, I was teaching over 20 yoga classes a week, and that was about 6 days a week. And then the pandemic happened, and I didn't have an income, and I didn't have a place to teach. My previous job, though, was in video production. So I had some skills on getting people online. So I was able to teach a little bit of online yoga. And also, I just really got to analyze, well, what is this that makes me show up and makes this so joyful in my life? It really is to be able to help people access healthy movement in their body and to show up as they are without having to change anything before they become a yogi or anything like that. So it was just really important, I think, that I was like, well, what can I do that's very pragmatic and practical that now that the world is shut down, So I decided to enroll in a physical therapy program, which didn't work out very well.
Oh, y'all have
Unfortunately,
fantasies.
fortunately, that led me to the MUIH program or the Notre Dame of Integrative Health Masters of Science in Yoga Therapy program. So, that incredible depth, I've realized like I had this vision while I was going through school, like I can really take this and bring it even into more personalized care and really let people lead better lives. And I had always been, outer body aware person, like, oh, let's just add this prop. Like I've always included props with how I've helped people with doing privates and suggesting props in class. But going to through the Maryland University program, I have an amazing cohort. We were at the school when there was a lot of transition at the time. It was right before you arrived.
There still is.
Yeah. My cohort 11, we had such an amazing collective and unique group of individuals that I'm so grateful that I got to hear all of their experiences. It made my vision clear of like, this needs to be a field that is out there. And at the time, I was also teaching the major health system here in Madison. They have an integrative health department. I'm going to be able to convince them that they need yoga therapy there. And maybe they will, but big systems take time to accept those things. And at the same time, this was when I had this sort of connection to everybody's like, all the work that you're doing, really, you need to talk to this Jeannie, amazing human, right on the other side of town. So I know it's a small town, but it's so funny how our city is kind of like polarized of like East and West side. However, finally, I reached out. I think the first thing I did at Insight was teaching or adapting your classes for Yoga for Bigger Bodies. So it was an education educational thing for the yoga therapists that were at Insight. And then also at the time, I needed some continuing ed before I received my master's. So I took an aerial training. It was kind of random, but it seemed really interesting because I'm like, I love yoga props. This is another yoga prop. And Jeannie has aerial yoga here at Insight. So then I started teaching like aerial yin. And then we also put together a series of aerial yoga for bigger bodies. But that's kind of how that happened. After doing just a couple of educational pieces and a couple of one-off workshops, I was close to graduation. And yeah, we just kept on conversing. I learned how Insight, as a whole care, whole-centered care space, can really help heal those needing some mental health support. And then I also learned about some of the programming that we have for the state of Wisconsin and how we can work hand in hand with people that might not be able to access yoga therapy. So I'll pause for a second. Yeah.
Thank you. Please take a moment with me to go and listen to something a little different, and then we'll get right back to the guest. Many times, as yoga teachers, yoga therapists, or even moms, dads, grandparents, we wonder what's happening with our loved one in between the times we're seeing them. Whether your child went off to college or whether you're a yoga therapist who only sees your client once a month, you might wonder, how are they doing? Well, here at the Optimal State, we have developed a mobile app where people can track how they're feeling mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually at different times of day, seasons of the year. And basically, you can see the data. You can see how your 6 to 10 a.m. slot in your day looks and how you usually feel at that time versus your 2 to 6 p.m. How do you feel at that time of the day? And you can see the patterns. You can set a week, a month, a season, and get the aggregate data so you can see what your pattern is. Where do you tend to go out of balance? And the cool thing is, you can just take a screenshot of that summary and send it off to your yoga teacher, your yoga therapist, your parent, your child. It's a really great way to check in. And I think especially for maybe kids that don't want to call their parents all the time from school, they could just show their parent the data, like, okay, I'm doing all right. Here, look at my data for the last 2 weeks. Screenshot, boom, it's yours. Now you can settle down and stop calling me. It could be that, or it could be that your child is not doing well, but they don't know how to say that to you, or maybe your client. And so your client could take a screenshot of their data from the last week and send it to you as they come into the session so you kind of have an idea of what's going on with them. So there's many ways to use it. And in addition, there are wonderful interventions that help people to come into balance. So I hope you'll consider checking out on the App Store. It's called Optimal State App. You just type that in, Optimal State App, and check it out. It's free for the first few weeks, so you have nothing to lose from trying it out and checking out how to track, how to get your aggregate data, how to send that off, and then hopefully how to get some interventions. All right, now let's go back to our guest. Whoo, there's so much goodness for me to dig into here. And that piece that you were just saying, we are going to come back to that. So,
Yeah.
first thing I need to ask, Jeannie, did it make a difference? Was it like, wow, she's getting a master's in yoga therapy. Was that like a big bonus for Valerie, in addition to her wonderful personality and how she shows up with her kind heart?
Absolutely. I think that I don't know anybody else who's working who has a master's in yoga therapy. And I really wanted to have that resource at Insight that I could tap too. Because, I tend to really focus on the mental health aspect of things, right? Manomaya kosha, really focusing on that. And Valerie has so much experience and knowledge in all of it. And the fact that she actually did clinical work as part of this master's was really impressive to me. When she started, I actually had to kind of pump the brakes for her a little bit because she was doing these really comprehensive assessments and putting so much work into an intake. And that was amazing, of course, but also that's more than what our needs are for Insight and for clinical documentation. So,
Which is now NDMU's specialty. Like, we have an entire year of clinic through an actual integrative health center, So I've always wondered that if we're actually over preparing.
I definitely don't think it's over preparing. I think that you don't know what the context is going to be for that graduate, right? And Valerie, I know, we had a couple conversations where she was like, my experience is more with the physical, right? Because you had done some work with a chiropractor, you had thought about physical therapy, and the mental health piece was where there was a bit of a learning curve. Valerie is working with folks with pretty severe and persistent mental health challenges. So that's where we got to do a little bit of mentorship. But if she was in a different setting, it would have been something different, so it might have been more of the physical that she needed, a little bit more work with. So I don't think it's over preparing. I think what's so special about yoga therapy is that it is comprehensive. You are able to look at somebody's physical being, their mental body, and also the spiritual and the more esoteric piece of things that no other profession is able to capture the wholeness of the human being.
Thank you, Jeannie. Valerie, did you have something to add to that?
I think it will just support what Jeannie had said, but I really loved my clinical year. I know that many of my peers were so nervous about it. I'm like, there will be no other opportunity where we get such comprehensive feedback to be the best yoga therapist we can be. So I just love diving into the clinic experience. And what I would say is that moving into specifically at Insight for me, it was such a amazing way to notice like the team support that these individuals that my clients have. So if somebody works with me right now, we also have them work with a mental health professional. I'm so grateful that I have the depth that I have in understanding the coaches and the clinical experience of how I do assessments, but also it's a piece of a team. It's not all of the things, all of the pieces I was navigating during my clinical year prepared me well to do the piece of therapy that is most impactful for someone who is working with a whole team.
Yeah, and we don't know where each student will be placed. So it's really good to have that larger picture and kind of have all the bases covered. And then when you meet a genie, you're like, oh, you need this piece? I can do that. So just want a little more information on the structure. Jeannie, do you have like therapy rooms for one-on-one talk therapy or maybe even yoga therapy, but then a larger yoga studio space?
Exactly. Yeah. So we actually have our main clinic has 15 therapy rooms, and some of those are movement rooms. I designed the building before the pandemic. I put these big rooms together thinking we'd need all this space because we have a dance therapist, we have art therapists, and now a bunch of people are just sitting there staring at a screen too. So there's bigger rooms and smaller rooms. And Valerie, she's in a room right now that is dedicated to yoga therapy. So we have all the props, we have the space to have two folks doing yoga in that space together. And then we also have a yoga studio at our main clinic and at one of our branch offices as well. And at our main clinic, we have a yoga studio. It holds about, I'd say we could get 12 is usually what we cap things at because, again, if we're doing trauma-informed yoga, this is not, we don't want a gymnasium. We want it to be a very safe, supportive space. So we do our group classes there. And we also have aerial hammocks at our main clinic too. So we're able to offer the aerial yoga piece as well, which has been really exciting to get into therapeutic informed aerial yoga. Valerie is like a big linchpin for that.
You wouldn't naturally think those two things go together, but I had the wonder of doing it. And you really have to like come up against yourself and any fears that you might have and discomfort. I mean, we could do a whole nother thing on that. But Jeannie, did you know you are such an amazing businesswoman? Because I'm just imagining the scaling of this endeavor. You think you're going to have a little private practice, and next thing you know, you have multiple locations and 15 rooms and two yoga studios. Like,
Like it kind of got away from me at a certain point there, but
it got away from you. Just got it by the tail.
it's definitely not what I thought. I thought I'd have a nice little practice and I wanted to have a lot of really supportive colleagues around me, and I've done that, but there's just been so much need that we continue to just add and grow, and I could hire somebody every week and we still wouldn't be able to meet the need. There's just so much need for psychotherapy right now. We're suffering, we're struggling in this world, and it is so hard to be able to meet that need individually. That's why it's critical to have the yoga studio as part of this. So while folks are waiting for a therapist, why don't you join one of our yoga groups As you both know, I think the yoga piece is just as powerful or more so than the individual therapy because we're in a community together. We are growing together. We're safe and we're connecting. And then we're also being in our bodies in a very different way and working toward that, optimal healing, right, in that space. So we do really push the yoga classes, the yoga groups, workshops. We do day retreats because we want people to be able to access. I mean, a day retreat might be a couple $100. It's cheaper than an hour of therapy. You get a whole day together to be doing yoga and to be doing this healing work with these therapists. We're trying to do more to create more healing in as efficient way as possible.
I just wrote down 3 days ago, the future of yoga therapy comes with PTs, OTs, and psychologists or mental health care practitioners that are seeing people one-on-one, but there's a group component regulating people's nervous systems, creating community. I just wrote this down for a talk, so it's so funny. I'm happy you're confirming my thought.
Yes.
Can I ask how you bill? I mean, I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
Oh, absolutely. It's a conversation that yoga therapists need to be having, certainly.
Anyone take.
So, we are very fortunate in Madison and in the state of Wisconsin to have a program that is called Comprehensive Community Services. And it's a program that takes money from the state government, the federal government, and it's administered through each county in Wisconsin. And so our county, Dane County in Madison, has a wonderful program, CCS program. They are extremely well run. It is something that provides an array of services. So when folks have Medicaid, and they qualify for this CCS program. They are assigned to a case manager, essentially called a service facilitator. And we have a team of excellent service facilitators at Insight. We have, I think we're up to about 10 now, I think. So these folks get case management, and then they also are aligned with medication management, psychotherapy, potentially, job coaching, and then
Housing.
housing, yes, housing, case management. And then they also have individual skill development. And for us, individual skill development is our yoga. So Valerie is essentially providing individual skills for folks, and then we bill Medicaid for that. So it is because of this program that we're able to do that. So Valerie can't just submit a claim to Medicaid or Medicare or a commercial insurance provider. But because of this program, she has a whole caseload of folks that she works with who also have a psychotherapist. We require that folks have a psychotherapist because, as we know, somatic work is very activating, right? So, yep. So we need to make sure that folks have all the support that we can give them so that when she is doing the somatic work with them, which includes all the wonderful tools of yoga therapy that she learned at her master's program, that they also have the support of a psychotherapist to process too, because, we want to make sure that folks are able to regulate.
So this whole discussion is so exciting to me. And by the way, many, many states have this comprehensive community services. We call it CSS. I think this is a beautiful way that most yoga therapists don't know about. And I just want to pull something up on the screen for those of you who are watching. I've been looking into this for some time now and like looking at, okay, where can yoga therapists tap into this individual skill development? Exactly what.
Hey, there
Life skills, social
it
skills,
is.
health and wellness, those are all part of those individual skills that are covered under CCS. So I am thrilled to see you using this model, and I think it's a very viable model for people all over the country to start using to bill yoga therapy. Now, one last question before I want to go back to Valerie. I was under the impression that you didn't have to be a licensed healthcare practitioner to do this, that there might actually be a way to become a peer support person. Like if you get certified as a peer support person, that you could actually tap into this through that. Do you know anything about that?
Absolutely. So you do not have to have a state license to bill CCS. They have a lot of rules in place, right? You have to have supervision. You have to have somebody with a license overseeing your work. But we have folks who do individual skill development with bachelor's degrees. There's also just kind of a rehab worker level. So folks maybe who don't even have their bachelor's degree, but who have that life experience. So we have some folks who are providing individual skill development in the yoga realm, who are not certified yoga therapists, who are also not licensed clinicians. They're teaching trauma-informed yoga, but we have a lot of requirements for those folks. So there's a lot of supervision, which means meeting with one of us with a license regularly. We have to do, I think, an hour for every 30 hours of clients contact that we see, an hour of meeting and talking about our cases. And then at Insight, we also have a very structured program where we want to work individually with folks in that yoga realm. And sometimes we step them up into groups. Sometimes they start with groups and move into individual, but we really want to see the skills being built and measurable. It's just like a treatment plan, essentially. So what are the skills that we're working on and how are we measuring that? And we're looking at that every 3 months. Eventually, we want to graduate people so that they can go out into the community and go to yoga classes and feel really confident that they know what a trauma-informed yoga class looks like. They know how to take care of themselves in a yoga practice because of the work Valerie does. You know, they're able to adapt yoga, make it very accessible for all bodies. It is a very structured program that we have at Insight. And when you say peer support, that's a little bit different. So in Madison and in Wisconsin, I'm not sure how this is nationally, but there is something called a certified peer support specialist. And that's somebody who has some lived experience with perhaps mental health challenges, addiction recovery, and they go through a program and they get certified as a peer support specialist and then can offer support services to folks. And we've seen peer support do really amazing things. You know, they would maybe accompany their client to a yoga class out in the community. And, you know, it can be something as simple as learning how to take the bus, learning how to buy groceries effectively using their food share benefits, going to the library and checking out a computer, like really simple things, but it also can be in that somatic realm too. Like, how do I access the pool at the YMCA? How do I do a yoga class? What are some of the norms? And that peer support piece, it's different from skill development, but they also really fit together really well too.
I don't know if I'm off base here, but for many yoga therapists, as Valerie said, she was teaching over 20 classes per week. If someone could go through the certified peer support specialist, which is about, I think, 40 hours of training, it might offer the yoga therapist kind of an additional stream of income where they're helping with all sorts of lifestyle skills and teaching some yoga, you know. So I don't know. That was just my thought. Valerie, I want to hear from you. What do you want to tell us about any of this?
Well, I love my job.
Surely.
It's been such a rewarding, I would say it's like been a year and a half that I've been here, because just about a year and a half. So now what my day-to-day looks like is kind of overarching week. I teach 10 group classes a week, and those classes are like, I do offer a virtual chair yoga practice, which is a great adaptive practice for those that either, you know, just getting to the studio is a challenge or just need the adaptive practice with that prop. At Insight here, I teach five other group classes where we do have that trauma-informed space. So again, lots of props. And then I think between the group classes, so I might have multiple clients in my classes and my individual sessions, I have about a caseload of 30 clients. And I think the benefit of this system is that, you know, when I did private pay just as a yoga teacher, I maybe had like one to two privates a week. And now I get to work with people deeply on a individual level weekly for as long as their plan is in place. And just the profound shifts that I've been able to witness and share, it's been incredible. It's been incredible just to be able to see that this work is, not that I doubted it, but that I can see that this work is so healing.
You know, I was talking to someone recently and they said, you know, the real benefit of yoga is not the one-off yoga class or twice a month. It's the consistent over time years of someone using it to regulate their own nervous system, their mood, their energy, to come home to self, to find that higher self within. Like, that takes a lot of time. And you're getting the opportunity to work with people over time, which is just beautiful. So, is there anything else that either of you wants to share with us? I'm over the moon right now. I think you laid out the future of yoga therapy right here. You figured out the magic key.
I would add, I'm the president of the Valerie fan club. I think that she's just doing amazing work, and it's so meaningful for us to have the representation of all bodies at Insight and to show that yoga truly is for every body. We were offering yoga for bigger bodies, aerial yoga for bigger bodies. Like, who would have thought, that we could just welcome all and give people this like really profound experience, and to be able to remove the trappings of, kind of what we think of as yoga. We think, oh, I have to be thin and flexible and all these things. To remove those obstacles has been really profound. And Valerie has been a lightning rod for that. It's been really great to have her at Insight, and everybody loves her, of course. What we're doing is we want to share this, and that's why we're here with you today, Amy, is we want to really get the word out about this. And Valerie and I created a 50-hour trauma-informed aerial yoga training that we're piloting here in Madison. We're finishing it up soon, and we're going to be offering that pretty regularly in Madison. It's a 50-hour training that also provides 50 hours of continuing education for yoga therapists, so through IAYT. And it has been just so great to watch Valerie put this training together. She knows her stuff, and there's nothing like this out there. Aerial is still kind of in the realm of the circus, the tricks, and we're really bringing it into the therapeutic realm. And she's working one-on-one with people with the hammock too, which has been just such a cool thing to watch. So, I just wanted to just give one more plug there to the really innovative mind of Valerie, and just, I'm so grateful that she is bringing this to our community, and we'd love to bring it to more folks too. So stay tuned.
Will it be on the Insight website? And
Yeah.
what is that website? So
Yeah,
if
absolutely. So we have actually two websites. So insightmadison.com is our clinic website. As it indicates, this is very local. It's our Madison clinics. We have three clinics in the Dane County area. And that lists all of our services, all the clinicians and the offerings that we have. But because Valerie's been so generative since she's been at Insight, we have these trainings that we want to promote too. And so we've splintered off the Insight Wisdom Center. So insightwisdomcenter.com is where folks can go to find trainings for clinicians. So we have a training incorporating yoga tools into therapy for clinicians, where we can offer continuing ed credits through the National Board of Certified Counselors. I'm doing one on yoga for disordered eating, because that's my passion, is treating folks with disordered eating, body image issues. And then that also has our aerial training on there as well too. And these are all in person at the moment, but as we know, we want to grow our reach. We would love to be able to do more virtual trainings.
Madison is such an amazing city. I don't know how long these trainings are, but why not just come for a week or two and
Exactly, Amy.
summer? Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful.
It is. Yeah, there's great restaurants, great places to practice yoga. So, yes, check out Insight Wisdom Center if you're looking for that. Valerie is also percolating a 200-hour teacher training that's geared toward mental health clinicians. We'd like to be able to offer some credits for mental health clinicians as well as Yoga Alliance. So, lots of good stuff.
You are an amazing team. I am like sitting here smiling ear to ear because I can't imagine a more supportive boss slash colleague with Valerie, who's bringing all of these new groundbreaking ideas to health and healing and yoga. And the two of you are just like whipping it up together and baking the cake. And I love this energy that you have going on.
Yeah, we've got really yin and yang here. I'm up early in the morning sending her emails, and she's up late at night sending me emails. We're very different in that way, but we make it work.
Yeah.
Valerie, why don't you take us out? Is there anything you'd like to leave us with? Any words of wisdom, any encouragement, aspiration? Because you're a little firecracker over there. You're getting it done.
I think that when I thought about meeting with you on the podcast, I definitely reflected on my time at MUIH, now Notre Dame of Integrative Health, but it really helped me have a confidence that I don't think I would have had to really pursue this emerging field. And, you know, I feel like I want to shout out to every person who's impacted me from MUIH, but the list is long. But of course, like Dr. Marilyn Pepper Citizen, Dana, who partnered or paired us together. Denise, who's doing amazing things in clinic, Kelly Finn, like everybody is just amazing. You know? I'm just so grateful that I had that experience and that it led me into this amazing relationship and connection with Jeannie because I was able to come in with a space of, again, just like being able to bring this work that is so needed in our community in a way that I hadn't even quite imagined or formulated at the time. But it's just now looking back at it or being a little reflective of it, is like, yep, this is exactly what led me here. And it's amazing and beautiful. And I'm so grateful.
Valerie, you are living the dream of a yoga therapist. And so let's just put it out there to the universe that there will be other genies who are hearing this podcast, and they will create and take on this charge to bring mental health into somatic embodiment, right? And that more Valeries will get jobs with people like Jeannie. Oh, thank you both for being here. I'm really grateful. And it's really, really heartwarming to see what you're doing. So thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you to Jeannie and to Valerie for being with us today, sharing your stories of growth and expansion. You are both so inspiring to us, and I think you've provided a viable model for the rest of us to start looking at of how to bill for yoga therapy services. Now, I've done a little bit of research on CCS, Comprehensive Community Services, and this is a program that's very specific to the state of Wisconsin that is operated and kind of distributed at the county level. But I've also done some research, and I haven't validated this, but for those of you who are like, hey, I want to look into this, in California, there's a similar model that's called California Children's Services, also CCS, and it applies for children with specific health conditions. So California and Wisconsin are on the forefront of this. They might be able to provide kind of the blueprint for the rest of the country. There are some other states that I found that may have something similar to CCS. I'm seeing in Minnesota, where I'm located, they have different funding structures, and we would have to look into specifically if it's already up and running. But I think it's hopeful. It's something that we don't need the insurance company billing codes for, because what happens is the licensed healthcare practitioner that's kind of supporting the yoga therapists underneath them, they could bill this directly to Medicaid. And so it's a great model. I think if you're a licensed healthcare practitioner out there, please look into this and hire some yoga therapists. If you're a yoga therapist, you could bring this information to a mental health care provider in California, in Wisconsin, and say, look, we could do this here. I was told by Jeannie that there is some setup. You do have to, get your ducks in a row, but it is a long-term viable way to hire yoga therapists and to pay them. I'm just so pleased that Valerie was willing to share her story about her education, her master's degree, now called Notre Dame of Maryland, NDMU. We would love to share with you more about the program, because that second year of the master's degree, that's a clinical year, is so potent and has so many things in there frankly, beyond yoga therapy, about how to work in a very clinical setting and what will be required of you in terms of electronic medical records and SOAP notes, getting that very specific one-on-one mentorship, having people watch you to support you and help you grow as a yoga therapist. It's a really special part of our master's degree program. And so thank you to Valerie for coming on and telling us all about that. And also, thank you, Valerie, for being a pioneer to bring what you're doing into these settings, from teaching people how to use so many props, especially for those of us with bigger bodies, making it more comfortable, more possible, and now going into this very creative place of aerial yoga for healing. I think that is a really exciting new forefront that not very many people are exploring, and especially not for people with bigger bodies. We tend to stay away from aerial yoga, some of us, because we're afraid we won't be able to do it or we'll look silly or, you know. But the truth is, those hammocks actually support us so beautifully, and oftentimes we're super strong. So it's really an amazing experience to try aerial yoga, and especially for healing. So thank you all for putting this together and for starting to create training programs. And we're just so glad you came on the show today. And thank you to all of the listeners for being with us today, too. Have a great week. Thank you to our guest this week. And thank you for listening to the Yoga Therapy Hour. Something that I've been working on behind the scenes with my friend Marlisa Sullivan is going to come out in 2026. We've been writing a book together for the last year where we go deeply into yoga philosophy and yoga therapy. And then we have the scientific vagus nerve, heart rate variability, all sorts of polyvagal theory to back up why it is that yoga philosophy is right on track and why it's been helping people for thousands of years. We're turning in our book this fall to the publisher, and in the spring of 2026, it should come out. So we're just giving you a little heads up that that will be coming out soon. And when it does, we can't wait to share it with you. Thank you for listening to the Yoga Therapy Hour. We wish you a wonderful week. We hope that somehow, in a small way, we've contributed to your well-being so that you can go out and share that well-being with others. That's what life is all about, bringing in the goodness through you and then shining it out to the world. We need you more than ever. So let's all get out there, do good, be good, and have a great week.